Tsarawe, Northwest London, Friday, Erev Shabbos, Yud Tes Shvat, 14th of February, or Avilan Halberstadt, Parsha theme. Aseres Hadibrois.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's learn Chumash together. We're going to learn one pasuk in Chumash today. One pasuk. And that is the introduction to the Aseres Hadibrois. Before the words Anochi Hashem Elokecha, we have one pasuk that we're going to learn. Vayidaber Elokim eis kol ha'dvorim ha'ele leimar. And Hashem spoke all these words saying. That is the introduction to the Aseres Hadibrois, and then Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So let's learn a little bit of Chumash. When I say, when you learn Chumash, Rabbi says the beauty of learning Chumash is the way to really sit down and learn Chumash is you just ask why at every single stage. Why Vayidaber? Why Elokim? Why Ace? Why Kol? Why Hadvarim? Why Ha'ele Leimor? You can do that in Chumash. And there's no other safety you can do that. Okay, you can be Madaik, Rishayim, but in Torah, why is always acceptable. Why you can say on everything. So let's go through and ask literally why on every word of this pasuk. So, and I explain to you how we, what the questions are. Vayidaber. So Vayidaber came as called Gom Eilema. Vayidaber. Hashem spoke. Now we find this expression many times in the Torah. And they're actually called Aseres Hadibrois. Why they call Aseres Hadibrois? Because Vayidaber is where it comes from. Aseres Hadibrois. Now that's a little bit interesting. Let's think about that for a second. Because the Mishnah tells us, Baso Mamorois Nivro Ha'olam. With 10 sayings, the world was created. Right? That's when the world is created. Vayayimeh Elokim. It's Vayayimeh Vayayimeh. Suddenly we come to Aseres Hadibrois. And it's Vayidaber. How come all of a sudden there's a change here? Why do we speak about here no longer Asol Mamores Nivra Olam, rather Vayidaber? No? Says the Kli Yoka, and I quote. Kli Yoka writes, Lefi, and we'll explain. Shekol Maisa Bereishis Nivru B'Tzivyoinom. Bereishis, everything was created in its mold, in its form. Dahainu, Ba'isam Tzuris Shebokru Lehem. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose the tzura for each thing, the haino amir, that's called amiro rako. We know amiro means a soft expression. There's nobody putting up a fight. When Hashem says, let there be light, it was light. There's no opposition. But like you said, there's no need for gezeira, not gezeira. Let there be light, there's light. Animals, trees, it's all happening. Amiro. Avol mitzvah Hashem, kulon gezeira is melechein. They are the gezeiros of the king, that they are decrees. That's a harsh expression. A person shouldn't say famously, yeah, it's impossible for me to eat chaza. I just couldn't imagine it. No way. It makes me disgusted. You're supposed to say, efshi, I could do it. I could do it. It probably looks very nice, this. The ham sandwich that my non-Jewish colleague over there is eating. Yeah, maybe very nice. Or you can say, Efshi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goza Alai. Hashem was Goza. Dahainu Dibro Kosha. Says the Kliyoka, that's what Dibro means. Asar Mamoris means there's nobody putting up a fight, as we say. There's no opposition, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it should be, and that's what happens. But when it comes to the Aseres Hadibrois, this is mitzvahs. Now mitzvahs, we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gezer on us. Doesn't mean that as soon as Hashem says, you should keep Shabbos, it's easy. Of course, once you understand what Shabbos is, and you've learned about Shabbos, and you appreciate Shabbos, then yes, there is an element of it being easy because it's wonderful. But it's a gezer, meaning it's not something that happens naturally. Mitzvahs are not natural. There are many times we have to break ourselves. It's not natural to get up early in the morning and daven Shabbos. You'd rather sleep in till 11 o'clock. And not be here at 8:30 in the morning learning Torah. It's not natural, but it's something that we do because it's choshev, right? You get to a place where it becomes wonderful, you appreciate it. But it's a dibur. Dibur kosher means there's opposition, as we know. The Yetzer Hara always tells us, God la mitzvah v'aisa, mesh'enu mitzvah v'aisa, the Rishonim explain, or some of the Pshatim, is that once you tell me what to do, you all of a sudden lose the excitement, right? Imagine you've got a good husband, he's just about to take out the rubbish, he's mamish, he's such a tzaddik, he feels so good in himself, he's cleaned up, just about to take out the rubbish, he hears a voice from upstairs, do you mind? His wife calls out, do you mind taking out the rubbish? Oh, stop doing it already, I'm stop doing it. Before, she told me to do it, I was Mr. Tzaddik. Now she tells me, you don't tell me what to do, I'm telling you what to do. But there's opposition. There's opposition. So a person has to break himself when it comes to mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are often not natural things. They're things we need to work on. Things that make us into who we are. We're bali bechira. We have to choose to do the right thing. Agav, very interestingly, once someone I know asked Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, asked him, why is there no formal mitzvah in the Torah for a woman to get married and to have children? Puruvu is for males. That's a little bit strange, because wouldn't you say, like, it's pretty critical that a woman gives birth. It's like, obviously you can't, she's the one that carries the baby. Why is there no mitzvah? So Rav Moshe said something very, very important. Mitzvahs are there to break a person, meaning not in a bad way, of course, to reshape a person and to mold them in the correct way. But something you do naturally, the pen writes. That's what a pen does. A woman gives birth. So he said something that is a natural part of who the person is, it doesn't need a tzivui. It doesn't need a command. It's memela, it's obvious. It's something automatic. Whereas a man, he needs to break himself, yes, you should get married, you should commit, you should be a father, etc., etc. So, that's an interesting take, and this is based on similar to what we're saying. Asomah moris liva'olam, that's dover rach, expression of a light expression. It works, it flows, but dibra, this is going to be a command. Of course it's for your good, but it's vayedaber. So that's the first word, vayedaber. We learn chumash today, that's one word, vayedaber. Vayedaber elekim. Elekim, Hashem speaks these words. Eis kol advayim ha'el elemo. So now, we have the lashon of elekim. And we know Elokim, of course, midas hadin. Okay, ases hadin is like you've said. It's Hashem's giving us the dinim. He's telling us the laws. But there's something also that we can find in this expression Elokim, and that's going to be combined with the other question. It's called advarim ha'ele. So I'm skipping to ele with this. I'm going to get back to it's called advarim part of it as well. By dav Elokim, it's called advarim ha'ele. These things say. Just say by dav Elokim, it's called advarim leimor ha'ele. These words. Say it, double game, it's called a Lemo. But Eila always has a fantastic connotation, which is based on a Vilna Gaon that he says a beautiful idea on the Pasuk in Yeshayah. The Pasuk in Yeshayah tells us, quite a famous Pasuk, that Su Marim Anechem, raise your eyes to the heavens, Uru'u, and see me Bara Eila. Who created all of this? The Navi is telling us, that's your job. Raise your eyes to the heaven and see me, Bara Eila. Who created all this Eila? Eila. Eila is the these. There's a lot of detail in the world. It's called the Eila. These. Me, Bara Eila. Who created all of it? That's your job. Don't just see it as lots of details, lots of Eila, but see me, Bara Eila. Says the Vilna Gaon, a beautiful, famous Vilna Gaon. He says, because when you put the me together with the Eila, you see the who. In the these, you get Elokim. Elokim. That's exactly the Shem Hashem. That is what Elokim means. Elokim is the name of Hashem that creates the natural world. But don't be fooled by the natural world and think it's just a lots of Eila. See the me bara Eila. That's the Shem Elokim. That's what it's there to teach you. Me bara Eila. Put the me with the Eila and you get Shem Elokim. Agav, he says very beautifully, that's why when it comes to the Egel HaZohav, when you look at when Aaron repeats over the story about what took place, there he said, look, they came to me and they said, we've got to do something about it. And I said to them, Hisporku me Zohov, break down the me Zohov, this interesting expression that's used in the Torah. And then they said, Eila Elohecha Yisrael eventually. So it says the Vilna Gaon, Hisporku, what they did was, they broke down the me from the Eila. At the Chet HaEgel, they just looked at the world, they didn't go back to the me. They got stuck at some stage, whatever that is, we're not going into that now. They got stuck at the Eila, and they didn't go back to the me. They broke the me, Hisporku, me, Zahav. They broke down the me, and then they were left with just the Eila, and they just said, Eila Lecha Yisrael, of course, and that was the Chet HaEgel. So the correction of all of that is taking place now at Sesa Dibros. What takes place with Vayedav Elokim Eskol Advarim Ha'Eila Leimor, you have to know this is Elokim speaking, and this is the Eila of the Bria. What you're hearing now is on Lech Hashem Lekecha, is the grand unifying theory, not theory, emes, the grand unifying principle of all of creation, which is, there's lots of Eila out there, but this is what you've been waiting for. The glue, the mi bara Eila, is from Vaidabe Lekim, it's called Vaimha Eila Leimo. And this is what we, of course, understand by Aseres HaDibros, and what it's bringing to the world, is up to now we've got a world full of multiplicity, full of Bereshis, which is B'loshem Brocha, right? And I'm alluding to the Medrash, where the Medrash says that the world is created with a base, and base is applicable for the creation of the world, because it's B'loshem Brocha, multiplicity. But the Aleph complains, and the Aleph says, what about me? You went all the letters down to base, you chose the base, hello, what about me? Aleph. So Hashem says, no, you get Onoichi. And of course, whenever you hear these midrashim, it just sounds like, you know, childish, chas v'shalom, thinking and say such a thing. You know, like everyone's giving their own case, I can give him, what about me? And there's the famous, the Rishonim already asked the question, well, what do you mean? Each letter gives its own thing. Brocha, shkoyach, base is brocha, but you can get boigade, which means to rebel, which is also blosh and base. And you can find a good word with any letter, and a bad word with any letter. So what's it saying? Explain to the Maharal, base is melosh and brocha. Multiplicity. You've got so much being created. Every day, another creation. Base. That's appropriate for Maisa Bereshis. Base. But, what about the Aleph? What's the tachlis of all this Bria? Says the Medrash, the base is shaped like a base, like this. A bracket that's enclosed on all sides. But it has tagging pointing backwards. At the base and at the top, actually, at the bottom and at the top, has a tag, a little crown pointing backwards. To tell you, the world doesn't stop here. The closed base is the world that you see. It looks closed, but look carefully. There's a little tag pointing backwards towards the Aleph, which is the Aleph of Anoichi. Because Baruch Hu says to the Aleph, don't worry, you get Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. Because the tachlis of the Bria is to come into this world, and we finally notice, where's it all going? What's the mi bara Eila? It's the Aleph, where we have to link it all back into the Aleph. That's the Vaidaba Elekim, Lashon mi Eila. That's called the Vaimha Eila Leima. That's the tachlis of all of this. So we've explained Vaidaba, we've explained Elekim, we've explained Eila. But let's ask another question. And that is, just a step back with this pasuk. What is this introduction all of a sudden? Chazal tell us something amazing on this pasuk, but then when we try to understand it, we think about what was the purpose of this. Chazal tell us, Rashi says, Kol HaDvarim HaEila, says Rashi, Hashem said all these words. What's Kol HaDvarim HaEila? He said all of them. All of them? Okay, of course he said all of them. What's all? Says Rashi, explains from the Medrash. Hashem said all Hashem said in one dibur, which is something that is impossible for a human being to obviously do. You can't say all these words all at once in 1 second. Im kein, so if Hashem did that, why do you have to then spell out Hashem then goes speaks out every single thing that he actually said in one instant. He then speaks it out in and of itself. What's the pshat here? Because Shmuel says all of our sayings are different in one split second. Impossible for a human being to do such a thing. And then he repeats everything slowly. So why do that? What's the whole tafkid of that? I just said all in one go, and if it was too quick and you're doing a repeat, so just do it slow in the first place. what is it telling us? But this is very profound and very important. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do something, you know, it's chas v'shalom for 1 second to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something to show you, oh, there's something that you can't do. Of course, Hashem does never needs to prove himself. Oh. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing you is, there might be aseres hadibros, but ultimately, it's all one. What makes it all one is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said everything. Every tzivoy, everything that exists in the whole world, and we know that on the ground and others explain that all the aseres hadibros ultimately can find all 613 mitzvahs can be found in the aseres hadibros, and everything is rooted. We know everything goes ultimately back to Anecha Hashem Elokecha. That holds everything in place, and that's the root of everything. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, in one instant, Kol HaDibros, all in one go, to show you that it's all one? Not just to show you, that you should know, ultimately, it's all one thing. It's all one, it's all Gilu Kvayt Shemayim, it's all revealing Anoich Hashem Lekecha. That that's what it's all doing. After you've understood this, after you've it could be you can't even nikaylate it. But once you've got it in your subconscious, now you can go ahead and learn bit by bit, as long as you don't lose the focus. We've mentioned one before, once before, it's because I had to mention it again, because it's such an unbelievable, beautiful idea from Meir Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. He said that we often find this, that whenever it comes to Jewish counting, we do this. What's this? We go back to always putting it into the one. Never let go of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever, it's like when you're born into this world, you're born with a rope attached to Hashem. And whatever you do, you should be collecting things, but it's just been put into your box called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. That's what you're doing. Every detail that you understand, you see, you experience, needs to be put in the context of this is Hashem's world. And never to forget that for even one second. Never to see an Ela without the me. Never do that. And therefore he says, for example, when we count, fascinating, we do this a number of times, I'll give three examples of when we count with one, and then always hold on to that. I'll give you a couple of examples. End of the Seder, Echad Miyodea. Right? So we go, we'll say one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then two are the Luchais, and then we go back to one, and three are the Ovos, and then two are the Luchais, and then back to one, and then four, three, two, one, and five, four, three, two, one. We keep going back to one. Why do we do that? The answer is very simple. One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. End of story. End of story. Exactly like this pasuk. The whole thing all at once. Now, one second. You don't know what that means in all its detail. None of us do. Okay? So two of the luchas. Oh, that's it. I'm learning something. Two of the luchas. But you should know those two of the luchas are just another expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, good. Now, I'm going to learn three. Okay, good. Three. Three is an expression of this, which is of two, which ultimately goes back to one. Oh, every time we go forward, we put it back in the context of where we all coming from. All part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. That's how we count forward, we always count backwards. Another example we do this is the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Right? Achas, achas for achas, achas for shtayim, achas for shalosh. What? And you're like, trying to follow the chazan, what's going on? Why can't it just be achas, shtayim, shalosh? What's this? One, two. Because every time you've got to go with the achas. Remember, it's all achas. Just when you go to shtayim, back to achas, and shalosh back to achas, etc. A third example is similarly related, is Sfiras HaOmer. We also do a similar thing. We start with the Omer, which is the korban that's given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then when we continue counting, it's Yom Yom Echad, La Omer, Sheni, La Omer, Shlishi, La Omer. We're always going back to the Omer, which is the korban that we gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a similar idea of putting it back into the one. So, why did Hashem say all at once? It's all one thing. Now you can go ahead and learn Dibur al Dibur, each one, go and learn it. So that's the Kol HaDevarim. That's why Hashem said all these words, all at once. And by the way, Remez L'Dovah, Kol HaDevarim, Kol, is Gematria 50. We can work that one out, right? It's Chof and Lamed, 50. So, and 50 we know is a very special number in Torah. When we count 49 days till we get to Matan Torah was the 50th day. Why is it the 50th day? Punkt happens to be the 50th day. Of course, there's nothing that's just random. 50 days, because when you count 49, the 7 days of the week, you get to 7 by 7. 49 is midah, is the measurement. And then you get to the 50th level, which is completely above. It's the level that transcends. It's the level of me. Me bara eile. Right? Me is gematria 50. All the Eile of this world is defined by 49. That's called measurements. Arukam Eretz Midah. It's Midah. Midah is 49. That's the measurements of this world. But where are all these measurements? Where? What are we supposed to understand in this world? You aren't supposed to understand. It all comes from the me. From me bara Eile. Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we call the level of the 50th. Moshe Rabbeinu only received that level of the 50th when he left this world. That's the level which is beyond. But it's the root of everything. It's the makar of everything. And that's why it's Kol HaDevarim HaEila Leimar. It's Kol. Understand that all the Devarim, all the Eila, it's all rooted in Kol. It's all rooted in the me of the Eila. They're both 50 to teach us the same idea. So we've learned Vayidaber, which is Lashon Kosher, because we're going to have to work at this and we're going to have to see it's not, as it were, natural. Elokim, because it's the me bara Eila. Ace, by the way, could be a remez to Aleph to Tof. That's Stam that we're learning from beginning to end. This incorporates everything. So that's what this pasuk is teaching us. Kol is the level of the 50th. Hadvarim, that we've explained, that it's all the words all at once. That's what Rashi's telling us. All at once, to teach you it's one thing. It's rooted in this one place. Ha'ela. And now let's explain Leimar. Lema is one of those words in Torah which is just comes up again and again. We just brush past it. Lema. Now, normally Lema, let's do a bit of even here a little second. Think about this. Normally Lema is what? By Dabe Hashem, El Moshe, Lema. So what's Lema? Tell Moshe Rabbeinu to tell me as well. Okay. That doesn't work here. Why not? By Dabe Lekim, it's called Vayim, Ha'ela, Lema. Hashem says, speaks all these words, Lema. It's not to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is being said to all of Klal Yisrael. You can't tell me this is Hashem saying to Moshe to then tell Klal Yisrael, because Hashem is speaking to all of Klal Yisrael. Everybody's there, Matan Torah. So what's Lema in this pasuk? It's not for Moshe to tell them. Everybody's listening. By Dabe Lekim is called Vamayla Lema. Maza Lema. Says the Meshech Chachma, Lema is the equivalent of what Moshe Rabbeinu was normally told. Go teach. Here, all of Klal Yisrael are standing there. 3 million people. This is Yisai that we told you, it's all about the Rabbeinu Shalom. And everything you're going to learn is all about Hashem. Lemar. Now you're going to tell it from one generation to the next. Your job, Klal Yisrael, everybody standing here, Matan Torah, Lemar. It's not enough that you understand it. Oh, great experience. Share it with the next generation and all of the world. Lemar. Go and tell everybody else. We read a simple pasuk, just lema. I'm just asking you how to translate it. Says the Meshech Chochmah. That's how to translate it. This lema means you've got to tell it over to other people. Klal Yisrael have to know about this for generation to generation. That says the Meshech Chochmah, is the pshat in
everything.
Lema.
Generations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells it to you. You're standing at Matan Torah. You have to know the Yisayda Yisaydis. It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the whole point of all this Torah that I'm telling you right now is not just that you should experience it, it's Lamar. You've got to go ahead and tell it. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to teach Torah for all generations, to teach about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the Lamar. Why does it say, one last thing, let's go back to Vayidaber. We explained that Vayidaber was also Loshen Kosher, because a person doesn't come naturally to a person. But why is it not tzivui? Mitzvahs are called mitzvahs. So why is it not tzav elekim? Or if it's a mitzvah means to be commanded. So why is it not described as the aseres hadibros, aseres hatzivuyim, or aseres hamitzvahs? If we normally call mitzvahs, why are the aseres hadibros, which is nicknamed from this pasuk of Vayidaber, why are they called aseres hadibros? They're not called aseres mamaros, we explained, because it's not natural, as it were. But why is it not called Aseres HaMitzvahs? Aseres HaTzivuyim. So here's a subtlety, but a beautiful answer. A mitzvah is telling you it's a command. Go take out the rubbish. I've got to do it. It's not like, it's like, there's a commander and command. Okay, so I'll do what I'm supposed to do. When Hashem says, V'edabel Hakim is called V'me'ila Leymar, He spoke. Where do you see the command? Which is the command. In fact, even more interesting, the first of the Aseres HaDibros is not a command at all. It's counted as a mitzvah in the Torah. And all the Rishonim have this question. How do you count as a mitzvah? Hashem says, Anoichi Hashem Elokeiach Asher Hatzitzicho Mitzrayim Beis Avonim. I am Hashem that took you out of Mitzrayim. Where was the command there? Did you hear a command? It doesn't say, you must believe in Hashem. So the Rishonim all are discussing this because obviously you can't have Hashem saying you must believe in me because I'm talking to you, right? But nonetheless, why is it not put in the commands like other mitzvahs are? Lo yelecha, that's a command. Lo yisaseh lecha pesel. Zocha yisim ha-shabas. Kaveh desavicha, that's all command. But anoichi is not a command. It's just a statement. So the pshat is, and this is based on the Medrash, I heard from Rav Moshe, Vayidaber and anoichi is really a big secret in all of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are commands, that's true. But really the correct hashkafa is, they're not commands like, go do this. These are facts. They're facts. It's a reality. Mitzvahs are not simply a command, you must do this. It's a reality. It's telling you this is the reality in the world. Like we understand, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hatzitzicho Me'etz Mitzrayim. Right? Is that a command? It's a fact. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who took us out of Mitzrayim. That automatically is a command that we want to be able to connect to that. But you have to ultimately understand the subtlety in all mitzvahs, that mitzvahs are facts more than simply commands. They are commands because they call it mitzvah. But the reason why it's expressed in this form of Vayidaber, a statement, is to understand it's a reality. For example, Shabbos is a reality. It's not like, you know, if you'd like to choose to keep Shabbos, that's a really good thing to do. And if you don't, then don't. It's Shabbos is reality. If you break Shabbos, you've just taken yourself out of the world. It's a reality. It's not simply just a command without, this is how the world is built. It's like, you know, would you put your hand in the fire? You could do if you want to, but you're going to get burnt. Oh, is that punishment? It's not punishment, it's a reality. I mean, you can call it a punishment, but it's just a fact. You stick your hand in the fire, you break Shabbos, you've just taken yourself out of the world. Is that a punishment? Hashem doesn't create punishments, he creates reality. So you're either in the world, or you're not in the world. And the way it's expressed is as a statement. Vayidaber Elokim is called Vomer. It doesn't say Vayitzav. He commanded. Because a command is like, okay, I've got to do it. No, this is the Matthias. This is the Hashem created the world. So that's a new Havana in what we understand of Aseres Hadibros. They are statements. They're all statements. Even the ones that are commands. Don't do this, do that. They're still statements. The statements of fact means it's a reality. It's not simply whether you'd like to, whether you wouldn't like to. Will I get punished? Will I not get punished? Do you want to live in the real world or do you not? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. And therefore we've learned one pasuk in Chumash today. One pasuk. And we've only scratched the surface, of course, that we understand. Vayedaber Elokim eskol advoim ha'ele leimor. The need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say all of this. But Dibur, as we said, to be able to, that it's going to be a dibur on the one hand, it's not a maimah, because it doesn't come easy, it's a tzivui. On the other hand, it's not a tzivui, it's a statement of fact. Elokim, we said the mi bara eile, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he is the source of everything. Eis kol ha-dvorim, kol is gematria 50, like the mi of the eile, the source of everything. Kadosh Baruch Hu says it all at once, in order that we understand it's all rooted in one place, and the whole tachlis of all of this is leimor. Once you've understood that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the matzias, is the reality, and that's what you have to connect to. You pass it on from one generation to the next. You teach other people this tremendous secret without which you're not alive. Leimar is to tell other people. Chapter.
Go ahead. Wow.